And so tonight I would like us to look in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9, and I want to read to you two verses and just spend a little time with you tonight in God's Word. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate His willingness to help us, and I just have a desire to be used of the Lord and honor Him. And be a help to all of us. I know a lot of times when I study, not a lot, about all the times when I study and I'm preparing, it's a help to me. So as I preach or as I speak to you tonight, it's actually helping me as well. So we read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And I've titled our message tonight, What Child Is This? Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you for the good day that you've blessed us with, the opportunity that we have some time to spend with you. And Lord, that's what we're doing, is spending time with you today. Spending time with you tonight. Lord, we know that there's a lot of heavy hearts. We know there's a lot of hurting. The many prayer requests are only a few that we mentioned tonight, but there's many. So Father, I pray that you'll comfort those that need comforting, heal those that need healing, and give grace to all. And Father, for those that are in spiritual need, Lord, help them to have those sleepless nights until they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Burden that heart, Lord. But Lord, I pray that you'll help us in this service tonight. Get glory to Jesus. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're now in the middle of Christmas season. Decorations have gone up and are going up. Christmas lights are everywhere. Christmas gatherings are starting to, many of them have already been planned, some of them have already gone on, and some of them are going to be in future days. Many are searching for that special gift. Christmas songs are being sung. Even Christmas parades are taking place. But you see, there are some that seek to recognize and honor our Savior on Christmas, because they realize what Christmas means. And there are some that seek to avoid Him at all cost. But tonight I want us to remember that the reason that they're avoiding Jesus is because they don't know Him. They don't know Him like we know Him. They don't understand Him like we understand, and they're simply lost. Because if they weren't lost, I don't believe they would avoid Him. But I believe that they would have the desire to worship Him. I can't tell you anything tonight that you already don't know. But I repeat these words, that Jesus is the greatest gift ever given. The greatest gift ever given. And our title to this, What Child Is This? And many of you have picture albums in your homes of your children, grandchildren, and even relatives as they grew up, and you kind of can reflect on their life as you look through those pictures. I want us to reflect tonight. And I want us to imagine looking through a picture album just like you would your picture album. You know, I kind of miss picture albums, really. Everything has gone digital, it seems. And you have to, if you're going to do anything, you have to print them or buy a printer that prints, or either go to your local Walmart or drugstore to get some things printed. And I miss looking through picture albums, really. When you have a computer with pictures, you always have a fear of losing your pictures. And you can back them up and back them up and back them up, and there's no guarantee that the places you back them up won't go bad. I remember a big part of Marshall's childhood, and we take about half, well, probably a third of the pictures that my mother-in-law takes. Any of you who know her with a camera. But I remember that we had about 10,000 pictures on one of our computers, lo and behold, the computer crashed. At this point, the pictures are lost. When you're growing up, I remember looking through picture albums of my childhood, and you don't have to worry necessarily about the pictures getting lost as far as losing them, as far as the computer crashing, but they begin to fade. And pictures begin to fade. And so really the only thing that we really have is our memory. And even in some cases, sad diseases approach it. So what do we have to reflect on tonight? What is it that will never be erased? And I turn your attention to God's Word. That's our picture album tonight, is God's Word. What child is this? Who is the one that the shepherds sought to see? The shepherds had a special invitation to go and see Jesus. Who is the ones that the wise man wanted to worship and had a desire and was asking around, where is he? Because they wanted to bring gifts. Who is the one that we see in many nativity scenes who is at the center of those nativity scenes? Verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born." Who is this Jesus? As you're looking into the picture album tonight, you're in your own mind and in your own imagination, you look at a babe. And you see Mary and you see Joseph. You see the manger. And you see this sweet little baby laying there, looking around. And you know, it's amazing to me that babies, they say they can't make out things until they get a little older. But isn't it amazing when parents will look at a baby or a grandparent will look at a baby and they'll say, "Did you see him looking at me or her? Did you see her looking at me?" And it's like we want them to see us so bad that we imagine that they're looking. And maybe they are. Nobody really knows. Well, I can promise you that when Jesus was born, He was looking at us. He was looking at us. Who is this child as we reflect through our picture album tonight? Who is this child? And I have 2 points that I would like to make tonight. And the first is, He is the embodiment of God's grace. When we look at the picture of Jesus in our minds, He's the embodiment of God's grace. Notice the words in verse 6 that says, "For unto us a child is born." Unto us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Jesus. Sister Shayla sings one of my favorite songs, and that is Jesus. 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 There's just something about that name. We reflect tonight of Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Do you understand when the scripture says he shall save his people from their sins? It's God's amazing grace. It's God's amazing grace that he was willing that Jesus even come to take our place. Do you realize that we could never do anything to deserve his grace? We can never do anything to deserve his goodness. We could never be good enough to have what we have if it wasn't for his grace. We could never do enough to receive it. We experience grace. We experience every day in some way or another. I experienced grace many years ago. After my father had passed away, I've got reacquainted with one of my uncles, and he's at home with the Lord now. And he and I used to go squirrel hunt, and I would meet him every October, and he would come down from Michigan, and he would go to my grandmother's house, and I would meet him every October. It would be somewhere around October the 15th in that general time period. We had to make sure that it had frosted at least twice. Many of you that have ever squirrel hunted, you understand why. Because through the summer, squirrels get this worm, and after two frosts, it'll kill it. Warbles is what it's called. And not that you needed to know that. I just thought I would say it. But I remember driving. I got up real, real early one Saturday morning, and I had left the house. It was probably somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was somewhere between Hickory and Morganton. And it was very cold. It was, in the 20s. And I was riding to see my uncles, and we were going to spend Saturday squirrel hunting. And I remember, I was falling asleep actually, because I started in the right lane and I wound up in the left lane. And all of a sudden behind me was a blue light. And I thought I was dreaming. And he pulled me over, and I stopped, and I was trying to remember. I don't think I was speeding. And I was trying to remember, why in the world would he pull me? And come to find out, he gets out. And any of you that have had the unfortunate situation to where someone is pulling you and you get, and he's, does your heart not stop? I mean, really, does your heart not stop? And then all of a sudden you get this hot flash that comes all over you. And I will tell you that I woke up. I mean, I wasn't sleepy anymore. So he asked to see my license, and I gave him my license, and he said, could you get out and come to my car? And I still don't know what I had done. So we got in the car and it was nice and warm. Not a pleasant place to be, mind you. And he said, Mr. Freeman, did you realize that your headlight was out? And I said, no, it was working when I left. I knew that it had a short in it, but I didn't lie to him because it was working when I left. And sometimes it would go off and sometimes it would come back on. And I told him, I said, I know how to fix it. I can fix it right now. And he said, no, He said, no, I'm just going to write you a warning. You need to get it fixed as soon as possible. And then he said, by the way, you know, pay attention to your driving. And then he let me go, and I wasn't sleepy anymore till I got to my see my uncle. And I began to talk to him. So I experienced grace from this officer because he didn't give me a ticket for a burnout headlight. I didn't have to fix it and jiggle the wires that I needed to jiggle out in the cold. And he realized, I truly believe this, he realized that I was falling asleep. And so he gave me what I needed and he showed me grace. And I went on my way. And he don't realize the impact that this has been probably 27, 28 years ago that this happened. And I'm still thinking about that moment. And he's just a police officer doing his job. That was 28 years ago that I'm still thinking about it. Do you realize when I was 15 years old, God again showed me grace? And I'm still thinking about it. And I'm still thinking about how good God is. And I'm still thinking about how wonderful and how merciful and how gracious. You see, I could never be good enough to receive His grace, but He was willing to give His grace to me and to you. Luke chapter 2 verse 11 says, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Because of Jesus, we have hope tonight. Because of Jesus, we can lay our heads down tonight and we can rest well that no matter what happens, we can have peace. You see, that's who He is. And as you look through your picture book tonight, as you look through your album of life, and you realize how many times that God has shown you grace through our Lord Jesus Christ. Time and time and time again, He has shown us grace. You can take the wickedest person in this world and God can change them. You can take the best person in this world in our eyes. We know the Bible says there's none not good. But there are some people that have a good nature. But they still need Jesus. And He can change them. You see, that's how wonderful our Savior is. That babe that was born in a manger. And we can become disheartened and frustrated about the things that's happening around us. And we can become disheartened and frustrated about some of the leadership and some of the things that's happening in our world. And we should be. But we need to always remember that they're without Jesus. We can't lose sight of that. We can't lose sight of the fact that every person needs our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We shouldn't hoard Him up just to us, but we should be willing to tell others and show love to others. Ephesians chapter 2, I want to read to you just a few verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 says, and you have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now notice the history lesson here. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also, we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. You see, that's us. That's a reflection of us before we were saved. Notice what it says in verse 1. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's a reflection of God's grace. You see, as we look at Jesus Christ in the manger and as we look at Jesus Christ in the Scriptures, we see that He was an embodiment of God's grace to us. That's why He came. He came for you and for me. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 verses 10 and 12. And I won't take time to read this whole passage, but I do want to read a couple of verses. As it was written, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together, become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And then we drop over a few more verses. The Bible says in verse 18, there's no fear of God before their eyes. Verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, that's a reflection of us. That's a reflection of us before we accepted Christ as our Savior. And I trust each one in this room and those that are listening online have accepted Christ. You see that picture album of ourselves and just what Jesus Christ has done for us. John chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but notice, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And I thank God for His grace. Because the first time I ever heard the gospel, I didn't say yes to Jesus. But it was that tugging of the Holy Spirit, and it was that willingness. I told you, I mentioned it a little bit this morning, that I was raised in a Christian home. My dad was a preacher, and I guess I was probably the last one of six, to get saved, and it was by an invitation of a friend of mine to go to a youth group. And I was actually thinking about it this week. And it was actually his birthday yesterday, and I wished him happy birthday. But I remember it was that invitation, and it was God getting hold of my heart and causing me to realize, but someone had to tell me. And that wasn't the first time that I had ever heard about Jesus. I grew up with it. I grew up with knowing that Jesus died for our sins. I grew up with knowing that the only way to heaven was through Jesus Christ. But it wasn't until God showed His grace to me and tugged at my heart through the Holy Spirit that I said yes to Jesus. And I say, thank You, Lord. And you might have something similar. You might have something similar in your own life that you didn't get saved. Some people might. But I'm glad He didn't give up on me. You see, that babe, that embodiment of God's grace was in the babe. Jesus. With all those scriptures that I read to you just a few moments ago, it simply points people to a lost and dying world and the condition of man. That's what it does. And God still gave His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. That is grace. That is grace. We celebrate Christmas and we celebrate the birth of Christ and we remember that He's the embodiment of God's grace and that's why He came. Because we had no hope unless He did come. Well, what else? What is the next point that we would like to reflect on tonight? He's the embodiment of God's glory. Isaiah calls in the scripture that we read just a few moments ago, the Bible says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Isaiah calls the baby a child and a son. The word child speaks of humanity. And the word Son speaks of His deity, who He is. Jesus performed miracles as He walked. Jesus healed the sick. Jesus showed compassion. And there's so many times in the Scriptures that He showed compassion to so many. And He raised the dead. And God gets the glory for all those things. He stilled the storms. In one of my favorite passages of Scripture, it's found in Philippians chapter 2. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." We have a wonderful Savior. You see, His birth was special, never to be repeated. His life was special. He lived a sinless life. You see, He had to be sinless for the price to be paid. His death was special because it was planned, and it was a plan for our redemption. His resurrection was special because it showed His power, and His power was demonstrated that He had power over death, hell, and the grave. We rejoice of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There has never been anyone like Him, nor will there ever be. And our question is, what child is this? And His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Matthew 1:21. I read this a few moments ago, but I want to read it again. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You know, no matter where you are in life, Jesus loves you. Jesus will help you. No matter what you have done, Jesus will forgive you. That's grace. No matter what you've done, none of us have lived a perfect life, and we can look back on some things that we're ashamed of. But He'll forgive us. Isn't that wonderful? That we have someone that loves you so much that He'll forgive you. You know, sometimes friends and family, they come up short in forgiveness. We sometimes come up short with forgiveness. But thank the Lord that Jesus doesn't come up short when it comes to forgiveness. No matter what you've done, He'll forgive you. And I say tonight that He loves you. What child is this? It's Jesus. What child is this? And as we reflect back in our own life, and as we look through our little picture album, think about time and time and time again how much God has shown us His love. The times that we've gone wayward, I was talking to Darla Tay about an individual that gave a testimony of his changed life and how good God was in his life, and he had a heart attack and God delivered him and restored his health. We should beware of social media because it's good, but it's also bad. Because that individual, with all the praises, with all the things just not no more than probably a year, maybe a year and a half ago, he posted a picture of a whiskey bottle and he was looking forward to getting home. Breaks our heart. But you know, God never falls short. He's full of grace and truth. And we're recipients tonight of God's grace. Never lose that understanding of how good God is. What child is this? It's Jesus. And we thank Him tonight for Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father, we just wanted to spend some time with You tonight, just reflecting on Jesus. We thank You for the birth of Jesus Christ. We thank You for the willingness and the sacrifice that Jesus made for each one of us. We thank You tonight for the cross, even though it was cruel and it was punishment. And how that Jesus became sin for us. And we know that He knew no sin. And we thank You for that. We thank You, Lord, tonight for the empty tomb. And how You demonstrated Your power and Your love. And Lord, we thank You tonight for that grace that You've shown us. And Father, as we have this invitation tonight, Lord, I invite those to come and just say, thank You, Lord, for that grace, for any that want to come. And we also pray tonight, Lord, that if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior that's never received that grace, Lord, I pray that they'll be willing to come and bow their heads and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, we thank You for this Christmas season and what the meaning is. Help us, Lord, to reflect many times over about how good Your grace is. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. What number do you have for Brother Mike?
290.
290. Won't you come tonight?